Joining us now on the IntelliSystems phone, our business coach and consultant, Larry the Business Tune-Up Guy, Larry Rudwick. Larry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good today. How are you guys? How's the weather?
It's nice today.
It's going to be 95.
It's going to be 95.
95 and sunny.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're only going to be 90.
You're in the Hamptons again, right?
No, I'm just outside of Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
He's already at the winter retreat.
Yes.
Yeah, already there. I'm very intrigued by the article you've got in the current edition of the Buzz on Biz monthly newspaper and also online at Buzz on Biz and online at your own website. It's all about embracing your fears. And I think it had, I don't want to say controversial, but one of the most eye-grabbing opening lines. You said, "Our fears determine our success." I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say that before. Interesting approach.
I'm trying to remember what made me think of writing this article this time, but when I started into this article, it made me realize that a lot of people take their fears and they hide from them.
Mm-hmm.
They hide from them. I am into reality. I am always working with people, trying to get people to face reality. And one of the realities that people often don't face are their fears. They're afraid to face their fears, and that's what holds them back.
But our fears determine our success. Is that it? Because we let those fears hold us back, that limits our success?
Well, when you're afraid of something, you kind of stop what you're doing.
Sure.
And if you stop what you're doing, you're not going to be productive. And if you're not productive, you're not going to be producing things that have value that people are willing to pay you for.
But fear in and of itself is not wholly irrational, is it? I mean, sometimes it's protection. If we're afraid to dangle our feet over a cliff 300 feet up in the air, that's not a bad thing to have as a fear, right?
No. Fears are not good or bad. They're there, and some of them should be overcome. And other ones don't need to be overcome because you should stay away from dangling, you know, unless you're one in a million people. You don't really want to dangle off of a mountain that could take your life.
Larry, how much of this is a phenomena and a thought process of the modern workplace? I don't know. Should people 25, 30 years ago have embraced their fears, or is this more of an entrepreneurial spirit, or is this more of a where the workplace now is fraught with kind of new challenges every day? You're taking on new responsibilities, new duties, and things like that.
In some of the specifics of modern day business is new, but all the basic principles are the same. Instead of being fearful of the computer these days, you know, you were fearful of something else 50 years ago. It's really the same thing. If you embrace your fears and you face them head on and realize what fears you have that should be overcome, you're going to put yourself in a new league. You're going to give yourself abilities that you never had. Or you may give yourself abilities that you've had before you had the fears, because people aren't born with fears. People acquire fears through their life.
Embrace doesn't necessarily mean you just automatically do everything you're afraid of. Is it fair to call it managing your fears too? Because it occurs to me that perhaps, you know, you're saying that your fears can hold you back, but the opposite end of the spectrum, that guy or lady who, quote, has no fears, can get themselves in an equal amount of trouble too, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, let's look at a particular fear of flying.
Okay.
Well, some people may have not had a fear of flying, but then they had a bad flying experience, and maybe they saw their life path in front of them.
They
got themselves some fear. And the point is, maybe you're a business person that needs to fly to make a living. And so there's an example of a fear that you should overcome so that you can fly again.
How about some of the things that business people run into day to day? A restaurateur might be afraid to change the menu because it could run off a few of their old customers. And shop owners might be afraid of new product lines or to try a new marketing approach. How do you kind of walk through these with those business owners?
Well, every situation's different, but the two examples you just named, I always suggest to people, can we break this up and do an inexpensive, quick experiment and see how the changes you want to make are going to be perceived? Are they going to work? I mean, if you look at McDonald's, for example, I see on TV how they have these huge labs and they try new meals and they test them out on people. So, you know, they're doing that on a big scale. But even if you have a small company, you can test these things out and ask people you know, try out a new dish and see what their reaction is.
right. Larry, of course, is our business consultant, our business coach. His website is businesstuneups.com. And, Larry, one of the things you've offered since you began appearing here on The Buzz, and we appreciate you doing that, is a free five-step process, a jumpstart positive change in your life, jumpstart positive change in your business. Tell folks a little bit about that standing offer that you have.
Well, right on my website, you'll see a button that says Step 1, and it explains the five-step process. There are several videos that you listen to on how to make positive changes in your business, career, and personal life. It will ask you to sign up for my monthly newsletter. And
what's that Larry, what's that newsletter cost?
It's totally free.
Just want to make sure folks know you're not hooking them into spending money. You know, it asks you to sign up for the newsletter. That's free.
Nope. The newsletter is free. The whole five-step process is free, and it includes literally some of my time. Once you go through the first four steps and you listen to the videos, you will be asked to think about what your goals are and what obstacles you feel are holding you back, and then schedule an appointment to talk to me. And we will talk about your goals and your obstacles, and I will give you at least 30 minutes of my time and give you my thoughts on how you can move forward.
And all of that is at no charge. That's Larry's free five-step process, jumpstart positive change in your life, jumpstart positive change in your business. And step one to doing that is to go to Larry's website, which is businesstuneups.com. You can read Larry's column each month in the free Buzz on Biz monthly newspaper, also posted online on his website, businesstuneups.com, and on the Buzz on Biz website, buzzon.biz, buzzon.biz. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Have a great weekend there, and thank you for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.